You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got a real crowded studio today. We've got our CCIM voice, Otto Treviso. We've got Frank Mello, the immediate past president, Frank Rodriguez Mello of CCIM. We've got, oh my God, I got to read the card, David Zippin from auction.com, gracing us in the house, and of course, running the whole place. What's your name, miss? Sophia, Frank's boss. Now, we're going to start with Otto. Otto, now you've been involved with real estate transactions for over 20 years. You follow the real estate game. You know what's going on. You've been in the market here for a long, long time. But really, Otto, what prompted you to get your CCIM?
Well, Jim, first, let me thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. What prompted me to get the CCIM designation is that I had to make up for lost time, and I felt that after 15 years in the mortgage industry, I wanted to kind of get ahead of the curve and go directly into the commercial real estate game. And at that point, I felt the education was going to be important, and CCIM could provide that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm too busy photographing Anastasia, who, you know, I don't care what Frank has to say. Anastasia's the big thing here today. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and Real Capital Partners. You're the lead guy over there, right?
Absolutely, yes. After transitioning from residential lending and private equity lending into the commercial real estate arena, I opened up Real Capital Partners, and it was just a more commercial platform to go out and handle a second half of my career.
So then, you know, you decided to pursue your CCIM. You became a CCIM. What's the impact been on your business since you got the CCIM?
Well, the CCIM gives you a certain level of credibility. It shows other brokers in the arena, in the industry, that you're committed to a higher level of professionalism, to a higher level of education. And I think right now, without that, I consider it the MBA of commercial real estate. Without that, I think definitely brokers are falling behind.
So you've used it to learn some of the terminology, some of the way that the deals are analyzed. I know you spend hours and hours and hundreds of hours in studying and taking those tests and everything. But also, then you become part of the CCIM network. And I've begun to learn how powerful that is, as I've begun to start doing deals with people like John Leonardo. So it must be working for you too, doing deals with them.
Absolutely. It opens up many doors. You know, the networking that we have consistently, networking among other CCIMs, just opens up the channels for more business. And once you pick up the phone and you call another CCIM, they're ready, willing, and able to go. And it's just more deals and more potential deals and opportunities to be had.
So it sounds to me like you're an advocate that if somebody's in the real estate game, they need to get a CCIM and join the team here.
Absolutely. There's no doubt.
So now let's talk a little bit about the real estate market. You've been here for 20 plus years. You run your own team. What do you think is going on here in the South Florida market? Let's just talk commercial, because residential is a whole different game. How about office and shopping centers? What do you think about that?
You know, that's actually my specialty is office and retail. And my take right now is that Miami's hot. It's well documented that it's an international city, but it's getting hotter and hotter by the minute. I like Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is extremely hot, probably less than 5% vacancy rate in office right now. We just sold, this summer, we sold a 40,000 square foot office building for just under $10 million, and it was 100% occupied. It's just crazy how tight that market is, as well as the Coral Gables market has no new construction. Miami all over is hot. Even South Miami is coming along with some tremendous retail. Repositioning with the new purchase of the Sunset Place and what's going on that US 1 corridor with the redevelopment. It's really hot. It's crazy.
You know, we own a property down in Cutler Ridge, and I'm amazed. We've owned it now for over 10 years, and it just blows my mind about what's been going on up and down US 1. The retail is amazing. The office is amazing. We office like in that neighborhood, and it's just blowing up. It's just going great. Now, as traffic becomes more of a problem in Miami, what do you think people are going to do, and what's the impact on commercial real estate that's going to have?
I think people are going to stay closer to where they work. They want to live where they closer to their jobs. They want to use public transportation now, more mass transit. Uber's a big player now for South Florida. I myself take it anywhere and everywhere. Sometimes even to Brickell if I have to. So it's impressive.
Yeah, Frank, let's bring Frank in here a little bit. Now,
hello,
Frank.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Frank, now you're a little Havana specialist. What do you think about what Otto just said about the building up of neighborhoods?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely the way, and absolutely we have no way of regression on that. It's the way of the future, of the present. Everyone wants the ease of access. And the city of Miami just passed that initiative on parking to reduce the requirements. So everything is leading up to ease of use and walkability and so forth.
Okay, so Otto, then what do you see coming in the next year or so in retail and office? Because what I'm seeing, I agree with you guys, that it's filling in and it's going to be infill. So the hot tenants are going to have a tough time finding the right location. Sounds like an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's happening, too, is that it's driving prices up. So it's a good time to sell if you're an investor or a seller. It's definitely a very good time to sell because the market is just high barriers of entry everywhere. And these tenants are also pushing up rents, which is helping all the way around.
Now, what do you think is the submarket that's least observed but perhaps is a good future opportunity? And you cannot say Little Havana because Frank pays me to make sure that he's the expert for Little Havana.
The opportunities that I see is that whole Dadeland area, South Miami as well. Just that whole, anything close to the Metro Rail station, I think is exciting, really exciting, because people are starting to use more of the mass transit. I think that's absolutely where you want to be.
Oh, downtown Dadeland, Toscano. The guy that did Toscano must have been a genius. Wonder who that was. Okay. So anyway, so we've got Dadeland. We've got South. So it sounds to me like you're a big proponent of transportation, and Mike Fay called it the theory of donuts, getting people in just a focused location.
I agree.
Now, what do you think is coming up for multifamily? And we've got, how much time do we have left, AC? Hello, Earth to AC. We got a minute left, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Oh, I could talk about two markets in 3 minutes. So tell me a little bit then about what you see going on in the best market and where you think that's going to be. And do you think anybody can build another apartment building and find a site for that?
It's extremely difficult to find a site and make sense of the numbers because our team has looked, you know, time and time again at sites, and we've had sites where you could build significant number of units, maybe 300 units, and at the end of the day, with the construction costs, you just can't get it done. So that's an interesting market. We've got to see how that plays out now in the next, actually this year, 2016. Construction just seems to have gotten too far ahead of what you can actually make it a viable project. The costs of construction have really gone up.
Yeah, 100%. It's all a linear equation, and when the different components just don't add up, they don't add up now. So
kink in the market.
Huh?
A kink in the market.
It's a little bit of a challenge, I could tell you that. Now, Otto, maybe like one last thing. What's next for you and Real Capital Partners in 2016?
Well, I'm excited about 2016. I have two shopping centers that I've been stabilizing for the last 18, 24 months. Those will go to market. They're about 50,000 square feet
now,
each.
Hold on. I wanted to do that off market. Whoa. Now you're telling everybody.
Well, we can talk about it after the show, definitely, but we're a little ways away. So those are two shopping centers. And we have a site now that one of my clients is hard on with in South Miami, and that's 180,000 square feet. Of office space and retail space.
To be built or existing?
To be built, but they're definitely ahead of the curve.
Oh,
it's
is that
a real
the corner
exciting
over by South Miami Hospital and by the bike thing?
Close to it.
Oh, I love that location.
Close to it.
I love that location.
Might not be the one you're thinking of, but it's
definitely. No, you know the one I'm thinking of.
It's right around there.
I love that location. Now, Otto, it sounds to me like you're well poised for 2016, that you offer some awesome services for people, but there's one thing that we neglected to mention.
What's that?
How do people find you? How do they get a hold of you, man?
They can call me or text me on my cell. The number is 305-785-7325.
Now, do me a favor. Repeat that and go slowly, because occasionally we have people that root for the New York Jets that listen, and we got to go slow for them.
That's 305-785-7325.
Otto, you're the greatest. I want to thank you so much. Otto,
thank you for having me.
I can't thank you enough. And Frank, thank you for initiating this whole thing and bringing the guys from auction.com so they can see how we do it. But of course, you know what I want to thank you for doing, Frank.
What's that?
We're bringing Anastasia.
Oh.
All right. We're going to be back after this. We're going to talk going green, green energy. We're going to talk tax segregation. Talk tax segregation after this segment. I have one more thing from you, Otto.
Actually, we did a cost segregation analysis on a building. I would definitely encourage building owners to do that. That's a great tax benefit.
Why don't you stick with us? We'll bring you on. You can talk to the guys after this. We'll be back after this. AC, it is yours.